Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels, and of course find the podcast on fmr.co.za. Have you ever aspired to unleash your inner Uber driver? Well, if so, do I have the car for you. Straight to the Uber XL for you, lad or lassie. You see, I had quite the spacious and pedestrian Toyota Ramion on test lately, and what you see is exactly what you get, or not exactly, because what you get is actually a rebadged Suzuki Ertiga. This is the theoretical Avanza replacement. The differences in these budget MPVs, besides the badging, well, the Ramion with the T in the nameplate is selling for 316,800 Rand in top spec TX manual form as tested, while the Ertiga GLX, which gets an S at the pointy end, sells for 303,900 Rand. So T versus S costs 12,900 Rand more. Win Suzuki if you ignore future resale values, where Toyota may still have an edge, presumably. Both get a 4-year, 60,000-kilometer service plan, same service intervals, but the Toyota has a 3-year warranty to 100,000 kilometers, while Suzuki gets a 5-year to 200,000-kilometer warranty, but this is a promotion at the moment. Win for Suzuki. Herein endeth the differences. Same on the 77 kilowatt, 138 newton meter engines, which will get you around 8 liters per 100 kilometers. Both get keyless entry and 7-inch touchscreen CarPlay with reverse camera systems, and both get equally mediocre printed wood finish interior panels, which reminds me of the worst of 1980s Cressida interiors. Ride quality is pedestrian. Competent is the word I would use. Easy enough to drive. It misses out on niceties like even basic cruise control, but for around town, it's all you need. A nice cosseting ride, nothing special, but nothing special negative or positive. It does what it says it will do, and space. Loads of space, enough for 7 passengers and a laptop bag each, not on their laps, but in the boot, so to speak. And talking of those seats, the back third row folds completely flat with the so-called boot. Well, nearly flat, in that the bottom of the boot has a removable panel at that level and hidden storage for out-of-sights below it. As you need that because there's no cargo cover. The second row slides back and forward and folds flat, but with either a footwell gap between the second row and the front seats, or between the flattened second and third rows, big enough to camp with a mattress if they are pushed forward. It's quite a big space. So a budget 7-seater that does all it needs to and a little bit more. The question, if you're in the market for one, is what is the Toyota badge worth to you to pay a premium for? And that's the Toyota Ramion TX in a nutshell. That's it for Fine Motoring for me this week. It's David Dondi. It's been fun. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And, of course, you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi. And find the podcast on fmr.co.za.